Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 12, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about corruption in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about corruption as a Zimbabwean businessman is accused of allegedly failing to implement projects worth millions of dollars won through a local tender system.
Businessman Wicknell Chivayo appeared before a parliamentary committee today facing allegations that a company in which he is a shareholder failed to implement projects running into millions of dollars after winning lucrative tenders.
One of the projects was to supply solar services in Gwanda, Materen South Province. Chivayo is well known for splashing cash and showing off his property.
Just how deep is corruption in Zimbabwe?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Oh, kumela kwenze sizokuthiwa ke tender board yayimnike umsebenzi wokuthi alungise khona ukufika singathi ke $7 million kodwa ke akukhanya ukuthi kwahamba njani. So lamhlanje ke ubebizwe edale leParliament ukuthi akhulume ngakho lokho. Ukhulumile sibili ukuthi wakwenza sibili wathatha imali wenza lokho lalokho kodwa wasekusehlula phambilini. So sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi lina nxa selikhangela ngokungathembeki kwele Zimbabwe kambe abantu bame njani, abantu bayathembeka kumbe bathembeki. So kutwa ke kuyafiwa baba wande kunjalo fowethu
yayino netsa yivaduwe zaiti kanasi zvi inongwa imwe chapter in the unfolding situation that we are witnessing in the country, mm-hmm. and we are hoping that maybe we will get some more information and mm-hmm. people's views. Chaitika panapa nasi nyaya yedu ine zvokuita nenyaya dzeuori corruption. Nasi mzina bizinisi Wicknell Chivayo aenda mberi kwe parliamentary committee achibvunzwa mifunzo pamusoro pe business rake uye zvekuti matenders kana kuti mvumo yekuita business achipuwa mari nehurumende akamawana sei. Vachivayo vabvuma havo kuti vaishandisawo vamwe vanhu maminista navamwe vanhu vane uremu mune zvamatongero enyika kuti vawane matenders iwaya. Saka toda kuti tikurukure nyaya inhasi tinzwe kuti vanhu vanofungei nezvataurwa navachivayo. Tinoziva kuti munyika medu manga mune nyaya dzakangowanda wanda dzinoita zvouro izvozvi. Tinoona kuti pana mamwe maminista akudhara ari kuendeswa kumatare namamwe mabusinessmen vari kuendeswa kumatare nenyaya imwe chete iyi. Asi hanhasi yakasiyana pakuti uyu munhu aenda kuparliament kunobvunzwa navakuru vakuru navamiririri vedu muparliament mibvunzo yose iyi yezvinhu zvose zvabvuma. Saka ndo nyaya toda kuti titaure nhasi Dube.
Ye, siyabona kuti kula vanhu tavasevesitumezele imilayezero lapa avanengi-nengi. Sike sizwe ukuthi bathini ke ngakhona ukuthi abafuna ukuthi sibale khona pa ke emphakathini. Kodwa ngisalungisa ke ifoni yami. Ifoni yami wande ngazane yezomsindo. Kodwa ke iyasokuncane. So ke siyabona ukuthi kulabantu ababuyile lapha besithi bafuna ukukhuluma labo. So ekusokungceke okukhulunywa ke undododwa Ananias uthi abantu beZimbabwe kukhanya ngazani kugcwele ukuphambana kakhulu. Unyatsi Chiradza la uyakhuluma ukuthi hi guys, I'm watching you from eBotswana. Kubuze kubuya ke Apostle Midian Dube lo Polat kwakuba Maphosa la bathi sibukele Dube. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lihlala sichaza khona bafowethu. Kuhlala kunjalo. Kuzobuya labanye ke abathi Dube into ekhona ukuthi sicela usifonele. So kulobaba lapho ukuthi simfonele khona manje. Sazama ukuthi sikufonele mfowethu. Willard Sithole. Ukuthi mfonelani bantu. Yes, sizanika abafonayo inombolo. Kwenze ukuthi bakuthinte khona ngapho. Singazi ukuthi sesitholile kumbe besicele ukuthi sidinge abanye abafowethu ukwenza ukuthi babuye labo lapho kuhlelo. Kodwa mbona zani kasikabatholi. Ye, nxa sikhangela ke futhi baba sokulo umama kuthiwa nguPamela. UPamela Khumalo la uthi ya, ngiyabona ukuthi ngikhona lamba bafowethu. Kodwa ke asikhulumeni sizwane. So singabe silobane ecingweni baba Wande. Kuthiwa silobane khona.
Tine guest pa phone pa Mr. Duwe. Tina va Alois Chaumba. Muripo here va Chaumba?
Ndiripo zvamakadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani isu, tiri nani chaizvo. Tanga takateerera tichiona mibvunzo yakachibvunzwa kuna vachivhayo. Tine nyaya yehuori, nyaya dzecorruption muZimbabwe. Tichida kutsiga nenyaya yezvaitika nhasi kuda mungagona kutibatsirawo zvamunofunga nezvamavona nezvamanzwa nhasi panyaya iyi.
Ndatenda
kwangu.
Chekutanga ndangode kuzvisa teze kuti nyaya dzeworedzi muno muZimbabwe dzatekeshera uyezve dzapfuya chisero. Zvinhu zvanga zvichiitika izvi vanhu vakangogara vachingozvitaura kuti pane nyaya dzisina kumira zvakanakanaka kamusiwa kwebasa raitwa kuzesa nekambani yavo iyoyo yavachiva iyoyo asi takashayikwa yatiyetumi chirungu yainonzi political will kuti nyaya yacho idhikwedhikwe nayo saka nemamiriro akaita zvinhu handioni kuti pane chinhu chichashanduka kuti chigadziriswe nekuti izvezvizvi tikatasa pakauya utungamiri huripo hoyu vanhu vakangoita kuchifidzirwa hunge zvinonzizvo vane shungu nekuda kupedza uori asi ngoma ndiyo ndiyo.
So can you put that in English as well so that we capture a lot of people in trying to, for you to explain to them what you think about this issue?
Yeah. Like I said, that, you know, the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe is so endemic that it is very, very difficult, you know, to stop it because there is no political will in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Even the new dispensation, when it came to power, what it managed was just, you know, to scare or chase away their political, you know, opponents. But they don't have the will, to, you know, to fight corruption because...
Mm-hmm.
If you look at all those cases, you know, they just died a natural death. These, I don't think any of those cases are going to see, you know, the light of the day because what they wanted was just to make sure that they were very secure in their positions. There is no political will, it's just mere talking on, but no, there is no action on the ground.
So we see that Mr. Mnangagwa, who is the president of Zimbabwe, is saying that, you know, he's fighting corruption. And as far as he's concerned, he's doing exactly that. Is he going to manage to do that?
Yeah. Can you tell us, can you just give me an example of somebody who has been convicted of corruption? Those are just, in a word only, they are not accompanied by any action on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of cases people have reported, but we have not seen anybody who has been convicted. Why?
What's the reason?
There is no political will. Everybody knows that they've got some skeletons in the cupboard. Once they try to bring someone into the to court, they are also going to to open a Pandora's box. So there is these are just hot air balloons. Nothing will come out from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to talk Mnumzana Alois Chumba. Uchaumba ke anti-corruption trust of Southern Africa uthi ya okusobala ukuthi ke nxa yena sekhangele ubona ngazani ke uhulumende kamnanga kwa kalakho lokho kungani intshukuntshu yokuthi abantu bebotshwe uthi ngubani osebotshiwe selokhu uhulumende lowo wangena embusweni. Lokho ukuthi abantu babotshwa lapha nje ungani kuyalengalenga ukuthi hhayi osejele nguphi, kukhanya kula muntu ovalelweyo. Ngodaba lolu siyabona ukuthi esanda ukungena-ke esikhundleni wayegijimisa abantu abanjengo-Ignatius Jombo kuzobuya labanye baba kunapho. So khonoku ukukhanya zani uthi-ke akutshengisele ukuthi kwakule ntshukuntshu yokuthi kulwiswana lo ngethembeki. So ke ungambuza ke umbuzo, you can go ahead and ask him another question.
Yes. Mati mimi kuvuya kwakaita hurumende itsvai akumbonyatso kugutsai kuti vanogona kuchinja zvunhu maererano nenyaya dzecorruption, nyaya dzeuori sei muchidaro?
Pakatanga kukuya hurumende chaiyo mubasa rayo tanga chiri chipatapata vanhu vazhinji vari kusunga nyaya dzeuori asi zvisizvi tadasvika mazuva mizana rachiri riri pane munhu mumwe chete akambohanzizo akabatwa nemhosva yakati yeuori asi kuti bedzi vari kunzi vakanemidzerwa mhosva dzeuori ndiani akambotiga jeri.
Do we have a caller or somebody?
Yes. Vachaomba murambe muri papo tikudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Batai makadaro. Yes. All right. Yeah. Tina mukoma admit ku South Africa ko makadiko.
Tinofana makadii.
Aiwa tiri nani hedu tibatsirewo nenyaya yanhasi.
Ndafana chaizvo nezvaaitwa nedare asi dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti tinogona kufarira inyaya dzakaita zvidziya idzi dzaitiwa but magumo achona sezvakaitaurwa nemutauro wapfuura magumo acho hatizooni munhu achiswa mujeri vakawanda vakaiswa pamberi pedare but at the moment hatichatomuziva kuti vachadzoka rini
vamwenekuti
according to zvandanga ndakateerera vachivayo vachibvunzwa ndatova clearly kutoona kutoti kurume uyu une mari yaakatodya uyu and zvakaitwa through corruption exactly nekukonwa kupinda mibvunzo imwe yavanga vachibvunzwa saka zviri clear vachaguma vafungwa here kana kuti vachaitwa sei ndo zvimwe zvinonetsa manje because vanhu vakaba vakatowanda inoratidza kuti vanhu vakazvironga zvinhu zvakarongwa nevanhu vakawanda kuti vazi mari iyoyo
ehe hai tiri kuzvinzwa
haukamu kuti project yakapatiswa kudhara yava kuda kuitwa iko zvino panew dispensation ona vongo vanga vari kupi
hauyo mubvunzo mukuru chaizvo mukuru aiwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu dhuve ya come admit here is saying that what he is seeing in parliament and in the courts is just a beginning that has no end because we never get to understand or hear about the conclusion of all these investigations. While people are being brought before parliamentary committees or even in courts, there is no end at all. We have not heard of anyone who has been put through this whole thing, being sent to jail or anything like that. There is no question that, you know, he says that there's no doubt that money has been taken. So what are we going to do about it? That's what he wants to know. And that this whole thing was very, very, very well planned. I think his idea here is that it was well planned. Something went wrong. And all this thing of chasing other people around doesn't work because it was well planned and they are protecting each other. And he wants to know where have they all been all this time? That projects that were initiated in the old government are still being debated in this new government, and yet there are corruption cases that are sprouting everywhere around us with no end in sight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. So we've got a caller on the line. I think he's Mr. Makaya. Mr. Makaya, how are you? ukona tsonga ukunjani mfowethu
ngikhona ngiright yebo baba
ngicela usondele phone magaya abantu bathu magaya ngani uponjile madoda sondele phone uthi fire 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 sondela baba
ya sengikhona kunjani manje
ha ubone nge sokuncono mfowethu so ubona njani konoko ke ungethembeki ezibabu
ah khona vele kunengi ungathembakale ezimbabu but asazi njengoba enalo hulumende okhona esithi ufuna ukuphungula ukuthi for sure uzakuphungula yini kumbe layo uyenzele ukuqinisa yakhe indawo asazi kodwa asiwe nalo baba yedwa okhulunywa ngaye kuningi vele akubaleki asingeke sukubari sokuqede ngokuthi okuningilabdale singakwazi ukuthi vele kwi-corruption sengangani
So kodwa nxa sikhuluma ngokungathembeki phela sikhulumi ngabantu kuphela abangobabusinessmen into ezinjalo abantu nje generally kume njani nxa sikhuluma ngokungathembeki lokho
ye ikho ngitsho ukuthi yabona ungaze uyese from khona ngapho phezulu kuwo-parliament lokho sehla siyaphansi uzefika ku-ward level kuma-villages watokuthi kuningi vele okungathembakali kwabantu okwenza abanye bakhangele nje ukuthi ah sizakuthini ukuthi ekuqaleni vele kungasezokhulume kulwana umbuso wakuqala ungakhuluma ubusabiliso kakhulu kodwa khona kuningi kakhulu okunisesaba lokukhuluma ukuthi okunye ukuinvolva izihlobo njalo njalo
hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu baba magaya ungathina kusasa
ye kodwa sicela baba i-committee le I don't know whether is that an independent committee kumbe injani into ezingezifuna ukucutshungula ngama-committee azimele yangamele hlangothi
le yi-parliamentary committee ngedale le-parliament
ya ngiyayizwa nje but sokumele lokuyehla kusiya phansi abe khona ama-committees acubungula into zingalezo ngokuthi sifuna ukulungisa phela ikusasa elizwe ukuthi ibe right kumbe ibe ngcono
kodwa kungenziwa njani khonoku nxa udinga independent committee ngombono wakho
ya ikuthi izinto ezemthetho lani abanye athi ziqondisisi siyabe sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe njengoba silama-member of parliament labo bantu bani abakhangele isigaba ngesigaba yibo kade sibathembile but kade silabo kukhanya abanye babo kabathembakali but bayeza abantu ngobunene emhlabeni jikelele ukuthi kungcono kube lama-committees angamelanga uhlangothi azangena esigabeni esijajene acungule i-corruption ekhona
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzane ongathina kusasa baba
okay ngiyabonga baba
Yeah, thank you so much. All what he's saying is that there is lots and lots of corruption in Zimbabwe. And he says, of course, government wants to reduce it, but he can't see that coming because he says, out of a certain corrupt system, you know, there are so many leakages, including relatives, friends, everybody's in.
Yes,
so people
yes.
are eating in the same pot, and when the pot is very juicy, you know, he says there are going to be more heads into that kind of thing. But he made a proposal to say, let there be independent committees that can actually investigate some of the things.
Right,
so I don't know whether that's a good idea or not. Maybe our guest can actually go into that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dwe. Vachamba, Munoti Chines at all was?
Ma Pache, Urumende, Kanabuti, vanhu vafanira kunge vachiita basa rekurwisa uriwo zviripo tingati isusu tikatarisa makwete edu pane mitemo iripo ikaitwa nemazvo inokwanisa kuti kubatsira kubvisa uori mapurisa mitemo maindependent ishing aripo iwaya asi kuti akasunga ndira dzakondo nesystem inenge iripo yachoyo saka haakwanisi kuita basa ravo nemazvo because tambotaura pamusoro pekuti the political will is from the top to the bottom. Kera ndopa pano fira nyaya dzedu dzechepa papa nekuti havana kupuwa simba rakazara rekuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Tikatarisa kumakotsi huri huriko kumapurisawo hai
amene zvichizvi kuti zvakazobva kuroad kuti vari kuite chii.
Ndinotenda vachamba musaenda henyu musaenda henyu. What Mr. Chamba is saying here is that we have in adequate laws in the country that we have a very good we have very good laws that could easily take care of the corruption issues. But then he also says that the system is such that it stops the law from being implemented. So he gives the example that there's a lot of corruption in the courts, there's a lot of corruption in the police, and he wonders what the police are doing now since they have been stopped from asking for bribes in the roads and things like that. So he's blaming the system, but he's saying that we have adequate laws that can actually get rid of corruption, but then the system is what is at fault. Yeah.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about corruption in Zimbabwe. This comes at a time when a businessman actually appeared before a parliamentary committee today, being accused of allegedly failing to implement some projects worth millions of dollars that he won through tenders. So our guest tonight is Mr. Alois Chiumba, or Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also watch us on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook. There's Jerin Lovu who says, "Palenge sinto siviluti, ngicabanga ukuthi kunengi okwenza ukuthi abantu bangethembeki kwele Zimbabwe. Lokho yikho sibilo kusokwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe ugcine usiba kusimo lesi esibi. So siyabona ukuthi lamdla kuyaqhubekela phambili." Yeah, so do you have any people?
Yes, I've got quite a few interesting messages.
Yes.
This one comes from Chamu Muru. Anoti, andina angu kunzwa chirongwa chacho. He's referring to the parliamentary committee hearing. Asikana abvuma kuti anga asina kukodzera kupiwa matenda awa. Zvichafambiswa sei. Mari yanzi inodzoka here kana kuti achapedzisa project yacho. He wants to know what's the next thing now. And then Tsitsi Masango Nyamkapa anoti, ko membero the 21st movement dziriko here gore rino gadziriro hatisa tambonzwa nezvatso. Well, she's asking about the celebrations for the 21st movement, which is something else. And Edson Dawana anoti, uwori urumende aimbogoni zvachose, is just like network. Uri kutangira mumba mauri kubuda chaimo. So he's saying that this whole thing is emanating from inside, and the government, there's very little that the government can say about this, can do about it. Yeah. The last one I have here is Neil Emmanuel Muneri. He says that he must submit himself to Chikurubi together with the so-called expired minister without delay. So you can see that the people are very interested in this, but they just don't feel that justice will be served.
Yes, and we've got Busani Mbuso Ntini, who writes, Zimbabwe is the new Nigeria. There is corruption everywhere. Corruption is actually the order of the day. You go to government, there's corruption. You go to churches, there's corruption. You go anywhere, profits, industries, even among people, there's a lot of corruption. Uhlupho lweZimbabwe in 37 years, ikuthi sibili kube uphume icorruption yaba iye phezulu. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu writes, "Hey, you guys, I'm watching you from Oliver Tambo International Airport." Yes, yawuza khona ngapho ke mfowethu. Kuzobuya labanye ke abasibhalelayo. Siyabonga Leni Ndlovu la ukukhona khonapha. Pamela Kumalo uyaphinda njalo uthi ngibukela bafo. Yeah, lathi sikwethulela khonoko. So I guess we've got another guest. That is our second guest. And this is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, a political and economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I am from Harare and Zimbabwe, but I am not really corrupt.
Oh yeah.
we are very glad to hear that.
Yeah, so
because I'm poor, so that's why I'm saying I'm not corrupt.
Okay. Very good. So you heard what was said in Parliament, and you know, juxtapose what we heard in Parliament with what Mr. Mnangagwa has been saying in the past, you know, concerning corruption. Does it make sense?
Well, it does make sense in the sense that if you are bringing in a new order of things and you are rebranding yourself and rebranding the country, it is very legitimate to condemn the previous system. It's natural. The only challenge is that the man has been in the system for almost about 50 years, if you want to be generous. And you can imagine, he is not on record. The only person who was on, the only two or three people that were on record in condemning for corruption in ZANU-PF is, Jason Njuru, and I can't remember this gentleman of Masungo who said Mugabe should go. I can't quite remember
Mavaire.
And you know how they were treated, especially Mavaire. So I think ED has a legitimate electoral responsibility to condemn corruption, but I'm afraid it's a little too late and too little.
So,
vangwenda munofunga kuti to dini nenya yayi to famba takatarisa kupiwe zvotofamba sei.
Hapana dambudziko nderekuti vanotonga vana Mnangagwa neshamari dzavo havanyatsoverenga bumbiriro remutemo. Bumbiriro remutemo rakagadzirisa Anti-Corruption Commission. Saka ma organs of justice, makote edu, mitemo yedu, yese iripo, hatitombotsvagi kuti kuite zvinyowani. Saka kungoti munhu wese anga ari muzanu, anga ari muutongi wezanu, anofungidzirwa, nokuti kufungidzira chinhu chakanaka, anofungidzirwa kuti akaita uori, ngangozviisa kumatare kuti ndauya nditongei kana pane umbowo mondisungawo. Saka ndo inonzi credibility iyoyo. Kwatiri kuenda kwakanaka, asi ngakuve nechido chokuti avo vari muutongi ngavazivise pachena pajekerere kuti kana inini ndandishanda nezanupf ndichifungidzirwa kuti ndine uori, matare aripo, mabhuku angu aripo, toona kuti uri parichena. Hapana chinoneta.
Tirozvinzwa. Handiti muchiripo musaenda, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. What he's saying here is that the president himself and those people around him do not value the constitution, because he says that everything is there in the constitution to such an extent that if the president wanted to use the constitution to clean up things, he could easily do that. But him and his people are not interested in that. And he also urges that those people who were or who are in ZANU-PF who might have committed these acts of corruption should surrender themselves to say, this is what I did. And you know, and then we see how to proceed. Generally, this is my favorite part from what he said. He believes that the country is headed in the right direction, but we must always remember the constitution and make sure that we employ the law to deal with these issues.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Mr. Ngwenya. Yes.
Let's go back to Mr. Alois Chaumba. Mr. Chaumba, we remember, or maybe if we recall a little bit, recently the Zimbabwean government actually asked top government officials to declare their assets. Is this part of the way that they are fighting against corruption, or it's just something in vain?
I think it's a good thing.
He is very interesting views here about the declaration of assets by top government officials. He says that we must be careful not to legitimize corruption because he wants to know that the things that they are declaring right now, where did they get them? We need to have a lifestyle audit to see the how the income of the person from his employment and the assets that he's declaring today. He's talking about big houses with the helicopter pads on the roof and things like that. He wants to see how that money was acquired before it is being declared as part of the fight against corruption that the president
was talking about. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I guess we've got a caller, Mudau. Maybe that's a Shona caller. Can I talk to the caller?
I saw Shona living.
The
government must be sincere, Anji. Right. For starters, Kwatua Kisha or Jonathan, because there were corrupt people surrounding the president, Anji. They were never taken to court. Whether they skipped the country or whatever, but the government Ekona took action because they knew Utini, Namasel, Anji. Now we are talking of Uchivayo. Uchivayo is an ex-convict. How does government give someone who is an ex-convict a tender? How was he cleared in the first place? It was supposed to have been just automatic with the vele. The government in Aleo, in Ghana, it was shining out on that under Bukasuku for corruption. He said, Uchivayo. Then, on the other hand, we are looking at Chibayo's age and the way he breaks what to say in the image in Ganan. Muba, no muntu 70 years, umbe 60 years, or say in the image in Ganan, Chibayo. At his age, he's had the 40.
Yeah.
So, common sense prevails. Being as a big thing with that, it actually makes us more angry as citizens of this country. So literally all I'm saying is Uchivayo was among the first people who were supposed to have been taken in and not assaulted, but interrogated in a legal manner to say, how did you achieve this? How did you achieve this? It does not need a rocket scientist to say Uchivayo is corrupt. From being a convict, suddenly being a millionaire, we have come back and I see where maybe Karapa, we don't use in drugs. I'm done. Thank you. Good night.
I'm wondering if that was spongled a cool Mzala. Okay. Cheers, Baba. So, you know, this gentleman, as you heard, he says this guy, you know, used to show off, you know, and is still showing off this kind of lifestyle. So he says, how many people that are 70 have got that kind of money? that this young man has, you know. Mm. Says, you know, through common sense, you can tell that there's something wrong here. So maybe siyakubabo rejoice nguye. Baba nguye. Nantu tabala pasulu chengiselo kutengwe kwa kuchengisela vele kulama indicators. Uthi umnumzana lapha ama tenders akhe la baba la. So akutsho ke okhunywa ngubaba umdawo lapha uthi ungathini ngakho.
Yeah, look, ukuthi umuntu unothile emntomna ngintwana engathi emnanyangana. Ah, lokhu akulandaba ngoba siyazi ukuthi Bill Gates labanye labantu abaningi abe-state bazizwa indlela sokwenza imali bengabantwana abancane. Kodwa udaba olukhona ngelokuthi indlela anikwa ngayo ama-contracts, ivele into yakhona vele isegcekeni, akudingeki ukuthi vele aye ku-parliamentary committee. Ngoba kulaba members ye-board yezesa abakwanisayo ukuthi vele bahambe emaca emakhoti bayekhuluma ukuthi imali le sathiwa khona simnikeze uminista ulenke wayekhona laye. So lokhu ngidlalisa imali zama-taxpayer. Sokutshengisela nje ukuthi abantu abaningi abayisebenzelana le-ZANU-P F babe bhilida ama-parasita or bakhanda bakhuluma ngakho besithi osukamandwandela bayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Into yakhona singathi ngesikhiwa iku-public domain. Akudingeki ukuthi kube le-parliamentary commission. Maye nje ugudisonguni basangena endleleni e-anti-corruption commission obatobha bonke ukuthi bayichasa besemacaleni. Imithetho ikhona ingadila lapho khonokho.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Ngwenya says, you know, he was responding to what Mr. Mudawa was saying, that being young is not and rich is not a crime. He says you can have money, so no problem over that. But he says most people that were linked to the ruling ZANU-PF party actually devastated parastatals. So that's why Zimbabwe is finding itself in today.
Yeah.
So maybe we can go to our guest, another guest, Mr. Chaumba.
Mr. Chaumba.
Hello.
Muri kumanzwa mashoko ari kukandwa kandwa aya.
Handi kuanzwa.
Ndimwe mune basa rakatarisana nenyaya dzouriri. Chimbotiudzira zvamunofunga kusvika panapa.
Ya basa riripo zvechokwadi. Ende ichitsu cheExcellent Africa tikuita maprograms akasiyana-siyana ekuedza kudzidzisa vanhu kuti vakwanise ku to take charge of the allies against corruption. Community voluntary and corruption monitoring groups. But we have to go to the local level. Kana kumakwete kuti vanhu vakure vachizeza kuita chinhu chechi zveuri. Tikuendawo kuzvemuzvikoro nemakorejisi tichifoma maclubs maliti and corruption clubs muzvikoro nemakorejisi kuti tichiita chirongwa chedzo dzanzi teach them young tivabate vachiradiki varege kunge vainitika yekuda kuita chii zveuri izvizvi. Ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuitawo seboka kuti tikwanise kuti tive remangwana rakanaka rine vanhu vanotya kupara mhosva vanotya kuita zveuori asi kuti tishandire kuti tise Zimbabwe pamberi tedi kuti Zimbabwe first iwoyo wamashure kwete ngozi funda iwo pachavo asi kufunda nyika kuti nyika ibudirire.
Saka basa ramuri kuita kuzvinezvi riri kufamba zvakanaka, munogutsikana nezviri kuitika?
Tiri kufara nazvo nekuti vabiki vari kutambira kwazvo chirongwa ichochichi nekuti ndo vari kunyanya kuafetwa nenyaya dzeuori dzidzidzi. Mabasa haasikuwanikwa zviri kuitwa zvechiokomo mumakoreges pati nepati. Saka vechidiki uyezvewo mumamisha umu pane vanhu vari kutorwa minda yavo nemadzisabhuku vari kuona zvichibatsira kuti zvinopedza uori kana vachinge vakabatana pamwe chete vachiongorora kuti
Okay. Aiwa, mazvita vachavamba. Tine umwe pa phone apa Tatenda Nyakatawa. Uripo here?
Ndiripo makati baba.
Aiwa, tiripo vakuru vangu. Tibatsirewo nenyaya yedu anhasi ye.
Okay. Ini ndinoona sekuti nhau dzecorruption our government is very serious nenyaya dzacho. Inyaya dzekungotaura dzinoda kufadza vanhu here kuti tiri kurwisa uri vachida kuti vasarirwe nevanhu kati chakunyatso tarisa kuti zvipanzwa zvacho zviri kuitwa kuti huru wacho upere nezvipa hapana nao tinenyaya ya wifino chivai abvuma pamberi pedaro kuti zvishuwa ndakapiwa tenda iyi magwaro chaiwo chaiwo asipo uye zvisinonyatsotedzwa gwara nyaya isi ya wikino akamupa wacho tenda iyi ari kumbvunza kuti ari kuitwa sei wikino abvuma kuti zveshuwa ndakapiwa tenda ndichina zvinokodzera kuti ndipiwe but hapasi kutaurwa zvevanhu vakaawadza tenda yeyi kuna wikino pari kutaurwa zvawikino akaitiwa sei nani waniwa wari kuitwa sei because nitinenyaya zimise kuti mapepa ari kubika tinongogoti tichadzokorodza kunyora tichizoda izvozvo ko vari kumbobudisa mapepa acho vachaitwa sei zviri kumbofamba sei vamuri kuona kuti nyaya dzeworidhi dzinongotaurwa kuti tida kurwisa wori tozodai muno muzimbabwe you cannot talk of corruption kuti tida kurwisa wori tichisiya vanhu vakaita sana Albert Mbofu vachifamba vari scoti free someone who almost bought wange yeshe and Hickforth anosiyiwa hapana kana finance minister pamusoro pezvese anotomudifenda kuti no agara anga ane mari dzake saka unotoona kuti nyaya dzeorizi inyaya dzekuda kungotaura mapepa asi zvinozonyatsoitwa kana kuti anoshinda chaye hapana
aiwa mashoko enyu matsvene tinomaunzwa zvikuru Dube nyaya iyi ichanetsa chose vataumba pavapasisa kutaura vanga vachitaura pamusoro pezvavari kuita ivo nesangano ravo mukubatsira kudzisa nyaya yecorruption so he is saying that they are involved in educating youngsters about anti-corruption issues because they are the most affected so they are working hard on that trying to like he says catch them young to make sure that they, you know, when they grow up, they can shun this kind of of situation. And now, Tatenda Nyakatawa says that the government is not serious about the fight against corruption. He says that it's just show. There is, you know, there is nothing really going on because he says that there is no evidence that anything is being done. He wants to know that Chivayo comes in parliament and admits that he was not worthy of the tenders that he got. He admits that he used the influence from some politicians. We don't hear anything about all those people who facilitated this corruption. All we hear is Wikinyo Chivayo, this Wikinyo Chivayo, that. What about the people who made it possible for him to do or to undertake all these corrupt practices? He also wonders about Zimsek. Why the kids are just being dragged around. We are not hearing anything about the people who caused this fiasco in the first place. They are trying to fix the situation to silence people, but we are not hearing about the people who actually did this whole thing, whether they have been found out or anything. So that is his concern. He also ends by saying that as long as people like Minister Albert Mpofu are running around free, all this talk about fighting corruption is not real.
So we put a disclaimer there that we are not necessarily saying that Mr. Mpofu committed any sin or he is actually corrupt. So, in fact, a person has to be convicted for somebody to say he is actually having a crime. Let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. Tandazani Mtinekaya Ndebele. Baba Tandazani, kunjani?
Ngiphilile baba tuwe njani?
Ngiphile kakhulu kunjani egoli kona?
Hayi, egoli kuyabe kushisa emini kodwa abathi selisina kwezinye indawo.
Ye, akutsho ke mfoka Ndebele ukuthi wena umbono wakho sibili nxa uChivayo eyahamba kona ngale edala leParliament. Akhulume konke konke kwakwethulileyo kona ngale. Pho kuthiwani ngakhona?
Okokuqala Dube corruption le eseZimbabwe ngathi isenhloko yelizwe bona abakhulu asebahofisini babenza i-corruption njalo i-corruption eZimbabwe i-government iyaqala i-corruption nxa ngingathi ngikhumbula kahle kule ndaba ye-Willowvale scandal indaba ye-Willowvale kulapho kwamele kubotshwe khona amaminista lama-MP baxotshe umsebenzi baye emajele kodwa umongameli wayekhona leso sikhathi ngoba laye wayethethe uhlangothi engomunye wabo abavikela kwazobuya okanga indaba zomumbu abanengi ngabala kuze kuyephumilanga. So mbona ukuthi corruption kumele bona phezulu amaminista yabanye bakunomeli ngathi bebochiwe. Lo ndoda uchivayo lo njobe sekhulumile akudinga bona abantu abamnika ithenda leyo babe bababotshwayo labe ebe ngumnye wabo, kodwa uma mnika bona babe babahamba phambili. Uwangcinombe yena akhitshwe ngoba ukhuluma iqiniso lakhe elipheleleyo. Kodwa bona uba yibo bamnika yibo abantu ababe-corrupt.
So kodwa ubona zani kodwa bangabagijimisa bona laba abantu nje bona ngibona kwakho sibe bangababopha
banjani
bangababopha yini bo laba bamnika itenda
khonokho ukuthi kuyavikelwana bazama ukubotshwa lato besibe handi kuthiwa kule anti-corruption umsebenzi wayo ngowani. Kumbe babopha laba abantu abanjengathi kuthiwa vele kasilancedo singobani abantu abalezikhundla ukuthi bale mali bayaphuma. Kodwa ke siyalingana, akula muntu othambule imali mbulani, siyafanana singamaZimbabwe sonke. So ilizwe leZimbabwe kuze liqhubekele phambili abantu abakehamba abanye beke beyibhika abahambe entolongweni abantu beke botshwe. Ngoba ngiza kutshela ngaye ngabuza omunye umfana osebenze ikhampani yama-icecream le kuthiwa yi-Dairyboard. Ya ungakhangela ikhampani yonke lana abantu abasebenze laphana bavele emaswingo ikhampani yonke. Ngathi ngibuza omunye wathi hayi thina umanager sivela la ekhaya. So ukuze ungene umsebenzi la kumele uqhube inkomo yeshiya emzini kamanetha.
Ye madoda.
Ya ungaqhuba inkomo yeshiya emzini kamanetha ibizo lakho selibhaliwe mzana, kuthatha abantu ekhampanini uzagadi ibhasi usiza kobulawayo. So yi-corruption leyana epheleleyo nxa walandela abantu company by company kubhekwa ukuthi lo uphuma apha ekhaya uphuma ukuthi umuntu usuke ekhatshana khonale ngokuthi umali makhe ongumanager ekhampani usezongena umsebenzi. Kwathi komnye iminyaka ngisasebenza kuZupco kwabhubha omunye umanager ekhampanini, kwaphuma amabhasi amabili egcwele izisebenzi, wonke umuntu ethi umalume, omunye ethi usekuru, omunye ethi ngimwana waningi, kwafika ukuthi ngabantu wani ikhampani yonke.
Ikhampani yavalwa
obviously umsebenzi awusahambe ekhampanini. That is a big loss to the company. So i-corruption eZimbabwe mbona ngathi abekebekele ukukhuluma ngomlomo bethatha i-action. Akusisiza ukuthi beloko besibakele umsindo asobantwana abenze into eziyizo. Uthivayo lo ngakathi esisikhuluma ukuthi abantu abamnika ithenda sebebotshiwe. So thina lanxa ngabe ile mali yami ingaziwa emahofisini, ingaziwa kupresident ukuthi awuna thenda enizayithola. Indawo zesikolo ungakhayela indawo zesikolo, umntwana udinga indawo yesikolo kodwa kumele uye headmaster la ayithole okuyidrinki.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
Ndebele. So kuthi ukuthi loko sikhuluma sina umsindo emanyuzipepeni emarejeni kungala i-action enziwayo mbona ati akusiza bazama uku-act babe lokho ebangela abantu umsindo akubotshwa abantu.
Kuhlowa faka isikhonkwane mfowethu, uhlowa tshayela ugodo sibili. Sibonga kakhulu mgcine ekhaya.
Ya thina abanye bayasidanisa ngoba loko bekhuluma nge-corruption kodwa kungela nto abayenzayo. People must be arrested. Into le sukakhatshana yavelekelelwa from the word ikhonye uyilovele. Walandela indaba zokankayi zonke lezana kade esi-railways kuyini abantu abesenze railways angikwazi ukuthi bayebangako i-Dunlop kuyini amakhampani onke awile ngendaba ze-corruption.
Hayi suchayile mfowethu, sibonge kakhulu ungadinela kusasa mgcine ekhaya.
Ya kubonga mina Dube, kodwa abeke bekele ukudlala ngabantu benza into eziyizo eziqondileyo. Kade esumnangavo usebotswana kakabuza u-Ian ukuthi adena angali i-corruption ikhona ebotswana kodwa iyakhontroleka. Ungabanje botswana zi-corruption uyahamba lokuhamba.
Hayi sikuzwile
bayenza sibili special amapolisa abaseduze kweboda e-Francistown babenza i-corruption kakhulu ebotswana but akwazi indaba abantu bayesaba.
Hayi sikuzwile kakhulu Thandazani, thank you so much mza, sibongile.
Ngikubonga mina Dube.
Yeah, that is Thandazani Mgcine Ekhaya Ndebele. Is really bitter about what is going on. He says all this started long back. You remember the Eurogate car scandal? Then came in the May scandal. And then other kind of corrupt activities. So he says any person who's linked to Mr. Chivayo, especially those that awarded him the tender, should actually be arrested. He says, you know, this guy should be exonerated because he has actually said a lot in public. So meaning that he has exposed corruption. And further went on to say that, you know, even employment opportunities, there's a lot of corruption. He says for you to be employed at Zupco at one stage, you needed to be coming from Maswingo or somewhere else, you know. So he says at one stage, you know, some company manager had some problems. And at the end of the day, some passes had to go to Maswingo or whatever, you know. and the company is shut down because every relative had to go for a funeral. So he says, even at schools, there's a lot of corruption. He says, for you to get a place for a kid, you need to give the headmaster a drink. In Nigeria, they call it a token of appreciation. I don't know what Mr. Chajaumba will call it in Zimbabwe. So maybe talk to him and let's hear what he's going to say.
Chajaumba, tadzoka kwa muri. Nasi atumbo kure gere, moto titaori na kutisu, zino famba sesu. Muno zwana sesu atoro anawan devele, antiti? Anawan devele.
Yeah, devele, yes.
Ma shoka atoro anawan devele, muno mawana sesu.
Takazi mura magwaredi zizu. Takazi itari siki. Tishongora wori ukurukuru wakati kama nika upamuna 1980 kushika na 2017 ni aje chedo zedo jese hapana kana munu wana akambo sungo asikulu tivani achiva wakanga wachika wori wani tukwa recycle kupa une ministry kana haba kune ministry oto promote kwa uenda kune ministry kwa maitu kana zanyaya kuta wanyaya kuta wana serego umbuanzu wa ambasada buda unze kwe nika kutuwa na angu kangano saka muna mzibabwe kuita uori itori passport ya kutu kwanza kuona government in post
So are you saying that this has been going on for a long, long time,
yeah.
And they've done studies about the corruption in the country from way back when. And he says that he still has to come across somebody who has been convicted and jailed after being convicted of corruption. So he's not, optimistic about it. Yeah.
So let's go to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, uzwile lapha ke umnumzana Ndebele. Ukhulume lokuthi ke umnanga ko lamhlanje sikhuluma kwele Botswana. So uthi njengoba kwele Botswana khona ngale, kambe ukuthi angathapha okunye yini angakubise eZimbabwe ukuthi alwisana lokungethembeki khona.
Kule amathuba amaningi ade silawo okuthi sifunde ukuthi umbuso welizwe izibekenziwa kanjani eBotswana. Kodwa wawukwaceda umgama waceda isikhathi sonke lokhu edebisana labokama kungela sifunde asiphathayo. Kodwa iqiniso nxa usendaweni njengoBotswana lithuba lokuthi ufunde ukuthi ama-systems abo ahamba kanjani. Lokuthumezela ama-attachments, kuthumezela ama-permanent secretary, lamapolisa, ukuthi bahlale basebenzele abantu. I-attachment yinto eqakathekile ukwenzela ukuthi asebenzise ithuba lakhona. Ye, i-corruption ikhoma njengwesitho, ikhona nje eBotswana. Kodwa kayiso institutionalized corruption. Lithuba lokuthi afunde ukuthi nje sihambiswa kanjani.
So, Mr. Chajaumba, is it possible for Mr. Mnangagwa to get something out of the Botswana experience in terms of fighting corruption? So he's in Botswana right now, and Mr. Ndebele suggested that he should go there and, he should take something out of what he will learn from Botswana. We know that he's visiting a diamond farm, a mine, and the president himself, who's always fighting against corruption. So can it be done through some kind of quote and unquote contamination, you know?
Tinotarisira kuti zvingadaro asi sambotoka nomutora kuti president vanga vari muhurumende kana kuti kumukura kwadarika 50 days kuti tozofunga kuti vangazoshandura kuita kwavo inini hangu inonangu zvinyerema kuti vanhu vakavatenderedza vachivavo ndo magogodi ehuri achiwayai. Saka zvinoita kuti vaite zvazvinoni zvanzi kuti kubayatanga hama yako, nekuti takationa pavakaanawo ndakagumita icho kuti vanga havasi siriyasi nenyaya dzekurisa uhori, nekuti vavakaauti vacho chavo chavo. Saka tinongoto hakungofambo kwarungweto zvavo.
Well, he's not optimistic at all because he says Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa, will not learn anything from Botswana. He also alludes to the fact that he has been up at the top there in government and the party for for a long time, and the people around him are just like him, so he doesn't think that President Mnangagwa can actually do anything about it. He also mentions about the choice of his cabinet ministers, and that's where he loses his hope completely as far as this is concerned. And, you know, like I said earlier, he says that he won't learn anything from Botswana.
So I'm told that we've got Kola and Kola here to Moshangani. Moshangani, unjani?
Hey, Nkongana.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani udaba lwa Chivayo kambe ukuthi ungethembe ukugcwele kangaka.
Mina ngendlela ngibona ngayo angeke iphele because uyabona la bantu laba mabangena esihlalweni basebenza nithili basele lapho. Angithi uzokhumbula lo mfana loyi bathi ukhudzana esibhanga, angithi ukhulumile athi loya nguye la kuzolahleka khona amabhiliyoni loyi uShiwenga. Manje ngikho lapho abafuze bafunisile kona ukuthi iqiniso yanjani le muntu layikhulumileyo ukuthi iqiniso ras iqiniso. Manje i-corruption izophela kanjani ma kunjani?
So kunzima lapho.
Manje kunzima angeke kuphele because uyabona ukuthi kufana nala eSouth Africa, ngiyakutshela ukuthi uJulius Malema nguyazi akhulumile, uzobona namhlanje uZuma angasafuneki ukuthi akhulumile, kufana nokuthi akhulume ukuthi lo usebenzisana nelaba kaGupta la. Manje isikhathi loya usipanga akhuluma abafuze bafunisile semtime because angeke uzofunisana abanye nawe uyajontsha futhi uyabona ukuthi kuyafama. So indaba yakhona abantu laba bafela esihlabeni, ngizokutshela kula ku-MDC ngiyo bafuze bakhampeni, banesikhathi sokukhampena ukuthi laba bantu bayatshontshwa, kufana nala eSouth Africa khona manje ama-opposition phathane isikhathi sokuthi bayakhampena bathi heyi niyayibona le phathi le ruling party labayatshontshe. Manje laba bantu balwela isihlalo, abanye umuntu wakhona bamnikeza naye uthangela ufuna ukufela lapho, kanti waye bangamkhiphi ukuthi bafake abantu laba bhiliyo kani abona ukuthi angeke iphele i-corruption.
Ya hayi, sibongele kakhulu Mashonga. Yeah. So all what he's saying is that, you know, in Zimbabwe, people are fighting over positions, you know, to get to the top there, in order to steal maybe. So he says that's a big problem. Instead of fighting corruption like what is happening in South Africa, you know, the opposition is always, you know, wrangling over certain issues. Like right now, we cited the issue of the Tsvangirai Isaka, you know,
that the
man is sick and people are fighting over his position and some even overstay and all those kind of things. Since all that amounts to a certain degree, some kind of corruption. So maybe we can have some commentary from Ngwenya.
Mr. Ngwenya.
His last word, yeah.
Muchiripo ere.
Andiripo.
Muchidimbu dimbu. Chilipa emashoko kupetisira abzamunofunga.
Ini ndinofunga kuti vanhu vese vanhu vari muhurongo ikozvino ngavaziise in public court of judgment, vaziise mazita avo kuti isusu takatenda nehurumende vamugabe ati kana muchikwa tichine uori marepo dzedu toda kuti tinge tichivhurira chapta itsva ndokuti tinge takananga kumberi.
You know, he suggests that all those people who have been associated with the past government should volunteer themselves, to the authorities to see if they are clean or not, and then maybe take the situation from there.
And then maybe our last...
Yes, go ahead.
Our last person is Nomakabo, who writes, "Kunzima kwelakithi kwele Zimbabwe." She's saying Zimbabwe is a very tough place to work in. So siyabonga kakhulu ke noma utugqiba ngakhonoko. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Alois Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, and political commentator Rejoice Ngwenya. We thank our guests, our listeners and viewers who also joined us tonight. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. I'm hoping that you stay well and we meet right here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.